Daniel Notaro is an actor and a writer for many years who invites you to come on out on Sunday, September 8th, to help her celebrate her birthday and the release of her book, Lim the Mask, from 7 to 10 p.m. at Godfrey Daniels, 7 East 4th Street in South Bethlehem. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Helping her celebrate, she'll be joined by a number of writers. There'll be music and food. Writer Daniel Notaro.
I was thrilled when I got the book in my hand. Yeah, I want to have a book launch and a 60th birthday party at Godfrey's on September 8th, Sunday, from 7 to 10. There'll be other writers there for the first half, and some musicians will play maybe after each writer. Jason Hedrington's going to play. Nikki Levinos is going to play. The idea I had for the book was to do it chronologically, to do three different parts, 81 to 91, 91 to 2001, 2001 to 2011. And when Cleveland got it, that didn't happen at all. What she did was to stagger poems thematically. One poem might resonate another poem, and also to sort of break up the intensity of some of the poems. There are some very small pieces about nature. They are an antidote or a breather from some of the more mature poems that I wrote during the recession. It's a wide emotional range and thematic range. It's more of a progression of a life. I also got the title Lim the Mask from a dream. After compiling about 200 titles, I woke up with it, said, call it this, and I was like, what? Lim, L-I-M-N, I know the word. I never use the word, but okay. And I ran it by Cleveland, and she thought that was it. So I looked it up. To lim something is to light it. It's a more a visual artist's term. And a mask is something we wear, something that obstructs our identity or enhances our identity. It's also from the word M-A-S-Q-U-E, mask, which was a word that originated in about 1400s when people did dance and theater and music, and they were called masks. So I figured for 30 years of writing in this book, it's kind of a mask of a long period of living. I have to live through these poems. They process themselves in my head probably for days or weeks or months, and then they come out. I do some editing. I hate it, but I do it.
So you do a lot of editing in your head before you put pen to paper? You got
I don't
that
know
one?
That I necessarily edit them in my head. I think that some kind of process is going on there.
A composing.
And it's conscious and it's not conscious. Some sort of subconscious thing is going on. I think that I feel things, impulses in my body, and locate them and go with that impulse. It's kind of kinetic writing. So the genesis of a poem can come from things I've done and things I've experienced, but that I'm not immediately turning into a poem. I mean, I'll write down phrases. I journal a lot. When I look back at that writing, I can see that some things are building in the process, not that I'm real conscious of, and I don't really want to be real conscious of it, so I don't get in the way. I think my aim as a writer and as an actor is for my mind to feel and my heart to think, so there's a joining.
But when the poem's ready, it just...
It pretty much comes out. I mean, yeah. A lot of times it starts and stops will come, and they're not that great.
But you're not a writer where there's people like from 10 a.m. to 12:30, I will write and I'll go eat lunch. It sounds like, you know, you get up and you decide to write.
I think I really pretty much always had a long pattern of writing from like midnight till about 3 when it's really quiet. But I will take my journal down to the river, to Sand Island or to the Delaware. I'm kind of a quiet, private writer. I also want to say that three of the major influences on me and mentors for me were at the community college when I was very young. Ken Delahunty, Mary Jane Hemphill, and Doreen Smith. They were my professors of English and creative writing, but they also, more importantly, became great friends of mine. So I read a little poem that Ken helped me with. He and Mary Jane both passed away several years ago, so this is for Ken. It's called The Berry Poem. One specific red berry bursting with the crossfire of sunlight, its own red innards, my attentiveness. A love affair in full fury seeps into my mind. The red lifts off the berry, comes like a bullet, killing me on the spot. I am its direct target, the first fool to come staggering along in a long time. The house behind the berry bush is not possessor of its grounds. For this day, we are free.
Danielle Notaro. She'll be celebrating the release of Lim the Mask, her new book, at Godfrey Daniels, 7 East 4th Street, South Bethlehem, on Sunday evening, September 8th, from 7 to 10 p.m. She invites you to come join her. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.